If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Welcome to what, Cam? What are we welcoming folks to?
Welcome everyone to mine and Taryn's podcast together. You may have heard our voices come through your speakers on my podcast, Uneducated, Taryn's podcast, Stuck, but now we are joining forces because you know what? We've decided life is better together.
Cute. I thought you were going to be like, because we're joining forces, but then you said it cuter.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. It's like, I live with copywriter. I've picked up a few things.
Yeah. Welcome to the first episode of Staying Up with Cammy and Taryn. Can I call you Cammy for this? Is that what we're on? Are you good with
whatever,
that?
Babe.
Well, so
I hate when Taryn calls me Cammy. It sounds gross. It doesn't sound like my name. I actually hate Cammy. But we're sticking with Cammy.
We're starting with a hot take.
I know. Okay,
she
sorry.
She really came out with something hot. No, that's fair. Go on. Go off. No, don't go on. Go off.
Go off. I'm going to go all the way off. I never resonated with Cammy. And I know you may be thinking, that's your name. It's not. My name is Camden. And growing up, most people called me Cam. But everyone would say my name's Cammy. It was very confusing. It's like I introduced myself as Cammy. But not a lot of people call me that. But all of my social media is Cammy. So I'm branded in the work world, my work world, as Cammy.
And what's tough about that is that you branded yourself well. Like you ran the brand.
I did such a good job.
And you still are. You're an incredible brand manager for yourself. But
thank
now
you.
That has put you in a bad place because you've branded yourself under something that you don't want to be.
Yeah, but I'm okay with it because I don't mind seeing it. I don't like hearing it. When people say Cammy, I don't know who they're talking to. If somebody has my name, if somebody has Cammy as their name, I'm not like, oh, samesies. I'm like, who? Yeah.
You're like, don't look at me.
We are not the same.
Well, anyway, so I will be calling you Cammy for this podcast just because it's easier. I like calling you Cammy when I refer to you.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
call you Cammy to you. Yeah.
Baby, you just nailed it.
But by you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Louisiana Bayou,
you're
baby.
You're like, my fiance's name is Cammy.
Yeah.
If you said my fiance's name is Cam, that would feel weird to me too.
Yeah.
That's where things get very confusing.
What's also interesting is that my mom is on a full campaign, dare I say, to
very
have
sweet about it.
Cammy's name changed to Cam because Cam has said that she wanted to be called Cam. And so like she'll be like, if someone says she's in our house, oh yeah, well Cammy, she'll be like, no, Cam. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, that is how she would say
it. We almost have like a swear jar and Cammy is a swear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we've already done some uncovering, some rebranding.
Do you want to let the people know what our podcast is about and what I almost said keeping up. That one's taken.
That one is taken.
What is it called?
Yeah. So, hello, my name is Taryn, and the other person on this podcast is Cammy, and we are people that are engaged and we love each other. And it's been and it's been a really crazy time of our lives. And
oh my God, the whirlwind of our relationship. We got together right before COVID. We'll get into everything, but that just gave me like war flashbacks.
100%. It's just been like just really wild. And so we're like, hey, let's make something together. We're both creative people. We thought, let's make something together that like captures this time in our life. Because for whatever reason, y'all are also curious about this time of our life, which is fun.
And we're curious about it too.
Yeah. And so it came to this podcast called Staying Up. We think that it has three meanings.
Number one.
Hit it.
No, I'm just.
Oh, shit. You're teeing me up. Yeah. I love that.
I'm like, let's go, baby.
First meaning is like we want to be able to stay up with our own lives. This is like becoming a time capsule for us. We're both suckers for a good memory. We love looking at old pictures.
And I
love
a horrible memory, so I need tangible evidence that I lived.
Same. Big same. So we need this. This is us staying up with ourselves and with like the very fast pace of life that is happening. We have to do something concrete like this in order to do that.
And enjoy it. Yeah. It's flying fucking by so fast.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah. That's number one. Cue me.
Oh, sorry. Number two.
Number two is like I said, somehow some of y'all are curious about that as well. So this is your way of staying up with us. We're inviting you into our little home and you will be staying up with us. And
number three.
What you can't see is I just did like a huge three at her.
Yeah.
When I make a three with my fingers like this, I'm just doing the classic pinky to thumb method. Yeah. I feel like I'm 6 years old. Don't I look little when I'm like this? Number three.
Number three. What's a Ford Weasel, baby? Baby talking during this podcast.
Good call. Y'all, stop listening. Boycott the pod if you hear us.
Yeah. But don't, please.
Third meaning behind staying up is that our original idea for this podcast was like a sleepover vibe. It was going to be called like the sleepover or like something.
Oh my God. Wait, I just thought of a new name.
What?
The Pillow Princesses.
Oh, fuck.
We aren't, but it'd be cute.
Fuck.
Shit.
Damn it.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
We got to go. We got to go rebrand. You got to rebrand before it's too late. Learn from my mistakes.
But yeah, so like the impetus for this podcast was like, how fun is it that when you are a lesbian couple, you get to have a sleepover every
Perpetual
night
sleepover forever.
And sleepovers are so fun. It's like you talk about hot goss, you talk about deep shit, you give each other advice.
Hot guys.
You talk about hot guys and their big abs.
Ew.
And their big wieners, and you just are like, oh my God, the wieners. I love that one.
I'm canceling this podcast.
Cancel me first. The podcast live on. And it's one glorious episode. And so yeah, so we thought, how cute would it be if while we're trying to like stay up with each other, we're trying to stay up with y'all, why don't we just have like a perpetual weekly sleepover with y'all where we talk about things that we would normally be talking about late up at night in bed in between our 6 to 10.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Just letting you guys kind of get in bed with us.
That's a good name too.
Oh my God. I'm on a roll tonight.
Dude, take my job. You're a branding queen.
Yeah, I've really learned a lot.
And you know what? I thought about this in the shower and I didn't tell you.
Oh.
What were you
thinking about in the shower?
What I really love about, it's actually pretty cute that I was thinking about this. I'm cute.
Let's see.
What I was thinking about is that the first night that we like really spent together.
Yeah.
We stayed up really late. Like, yeah, we stayed up and
sleepover.
We did have a sleepover, and we mm-hmm. stayed up until like 5 a.m. or something.
And we played the cutest game, y'all. We were playing like 0.2 seconds of a song on Spotify,
mm-hmm.
and then the other one had to guess what that song was. And I was amazing at it. I think that's why Taryn fell in love.
I was just going to say, I'm so bad at it, and she's so good at it. But that night is kind of the perfect example of a perfect sleepover, because yeah. so much happened. It was like deep. It was hot. It was funny. It yeah. was sweet.
Like, everything's good at a sleepover. It's like, yeah, you gossip. We want the cadence of this podcast to do the same. This episode probably won't be that cadence, because we are just jumping in, sharing our thoughts with you guys.
Yeah.
But we're probably going to fill you in on our lives in the beginning, get into some deeper or more controversial or more exciting or spicier conversations in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, when we're all nice and everything I was thinking of to share was going to make that sound so sexual.
Undressed.
Once we're feeling like comfy with each other, then we'll jump into like answering your questions, giving advice, or sharing y'all's spicy fun stories.
Ooh, vibes. Love that.
I'm so excited for this. I hope you guys are too.
Can I say I'm having a lot of fun already?
Me too.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's also really fun to sit across from you.
I love this.
I think this is a thing that couples don't do. No. And that it's... I mean, you do at dinner, but what I hate about that at dinner...
I like sitting next to you at dinner, though.
Oh. Okay, we're getting into the hot takes.
Oh, we typically do sit next to each other at dinner.
Like when we go out?
Yeah. We're like either at a bar... Sorry, I have a burp.
Me too. I burped at the same time.
Oh,
did you see me?
Oh, God, cute. Yeah, I saw your chest go.
What? That
was adorable.
You saw my chest do what? Tell me.
Like.
What did it do?
Just like I saw you go to burp.
Okay.
Like a pre-burp. Taryn has health anxiety, for anyone who doesn't know. So she was spiraling very quickly that something was wrong.
Did you see me spiral?
Anyways, who cares about where we're sitting? Let me paint the scene for y'all what we're doing now, because we do really want to record video of this podcast, mm-hmm. because one, for marketing, it does better. It's more easily it's easier to share it. It's more shareable. But we are just so excited by the fact of us just being comfy, cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares what our setup looks like? Who cares if the dogs are running around?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if we have our makeup, hair, clothes done, whatever? Like, don't have to sit a certain way so I don't look stupid. So I don't know. I don't know if we'll do visuals.
Yeah. And I will say, as someone that is never really on camera and also values the act of looking messy on camera, it has been I've got a crash course from Cam in, like, I feel like you look so good in your YouTube videos. You look so, I mean, you always look good, but like, you're so good at, like, what was your face? Hit me.
I'm like, no, I don't.
Okay. However, I feel like, since we've been dating, it's the first time I've really been thinking like, okay, this is going to get posted on something. Do I like how I look? Am I down with the vibe?
It sucks.
And it's not fun to think about.
It's not fun. You pick yourself apart. You pick out, like, I've noticed certain like body positions I'll do when I'm talking, or like, do I pull my chin in too much and give myself a double chin? Do I like look stupid from this angle?
But also, a double chin's so cute sometimes.
But it's like, we all pick ourselves apart, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I'm so cozy, and I feel like I'm focused more on what I'm saying and engaging with you.
Yeah.
Because I do not give a rat's ass what I look like right now.
Absolutely.
And it's super fun.
And like, we've had a long day. Like, Franklin went to the vet, and he is extremely
Frankie
drugged up.
Baby is so drugged up right now.
And Riggy is like feeling abandoned and sad. So if you could see the picture of our living room right now, it is hysterical. Like,
dog toys everywhere.
The dogs are upset for different reasons. We're having orange wine. We've become orange wine girlies.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. I like it a lot. You want to share what it is?
Yes.
We do natural wines exclusively.
What if every week we did a different wine and gave a different beverage, you know?
And rate it?
And just like share it.
Oh my God, alcohol sponsorships? Genius. Let's go.
Contato is what it's called.
The bottle's really cute. It's like, show me it real quick.
You got it.
It's like little hands. It kind of looks like two people on their wedding day.
Ugh.
Interlocked. It's so cute.
And then it says skin contact wine. And yeah.
Is that what contato means?
That's what we're going to do later tonight. Skin contact. Peto, peto. Come on.
Wow. Wow.
Guys, I did listen to a podcast earlier by, it was like Jason Bateman's podcast with Will Arnett and them.
Yeah.
And they were making like funny guy sex jokes. And I was dying laughing.
Like when you say funny guy sex jokes, I don't hear anything that's going to make me laugh. Do you have an example?
Yeah. So like, okay, they're chatting. Fuck, I can't think of something, but it was like something about like a wiener or something, or like, it was literally like a your mama, not a your mama. What's the other one? Like, that's what she said joke. It was like that kind of energy.
Yeah.
And it was so funny to hear.
You loved it.
I loved it. I was like, this is so funny. No one does this. Mm. I feel like that's
a joke you want to share?
No, I just feel like lesbians don't get that the same way. Why don't we do that?
What?
Like, we had a friend recently that was telling us about some recent sexcapades they were having. And I sat there and thought, like, this feels so rare to talk about things like this.
Really?
Yeah. Did you not have that feeling?
No. I Why feel like I talk about sex with my friends a lot and openly and make jokes or be serious. I feel like, I think the Christianity is showing.
No, it's not, because I do talk about that stuff. Yeah. Of course I talk about it. And like, I've already made 10 jokes about it since we've been recording for 14 minutes.
Yeah.
But
Riggy disagrees. I don't know if y'all can hear her, but she was like,
but I don't know. Something about it felt like we're less, you know what it is? It's like, you know, when boys are like gross about a girl, like they're being
You want like the objectifying joke.
I don't want it. I'm just saying it is funny that girls don't do that in my experience.
Because we're not gross.
Yeah. Then maybe that's what I'm learning.
We can be funny without like objectifying people or being mean.
Yeah. You know what? I'm learning something. And that's, I'm staying up, drumroll, with pop culture, with what's right, with what's okay to do and say. And I'm learning here live.
Well, if you want to test out a few jokes on us, let me know.
I don't feel comfortable yet.
Okay.
But I'll figure it out.
It's episode one. We'll loosen up. And so you haven't even finished your glass of wine.
Neither have you.
Yeah, but I feel...
Is that an attack?
No. I'm just saying, like, give it time.
Fair. One thing I'd like to say before we talk about like actually catching up and you know talking about where we're at in life is like, I feel so lucky that I can look across this little marble table that you forced us to get that was so expensive, is so heavy, is so clunky, like,
is, you don't like our coffee chipped table?
Like, there's so much about it that is interesting. I'm not saying I don't like it, because I do love it. I'm just saying there is so much about it. It's fun for me to look over this object that has so much feeling for me. And probably a lot of feeling for you. And see someone that I'm like actively choosing to spend the rest of my life with.
Crazy.
And also be so attracted to you.
Crazy stuff. I think like, about it every time I look at you.
And I'm really feeling it right now. Just looking across from me. I'm really feeling like your eyes look really glowy.
Thank you. It's the wine.
It's not. Because it's like, we're like two sips in. But I don't know. I just wanted to say that like, this is so fun. How funny is this? If you would have told us like 20 years ago, you're going to be recording a podcast with your fiance.
I mean, if you would have told me, what, 5 years ago when you were my friend?
Yeah.
And I just was like, had crushes on you.
Bizarro.
Wild.
Let's spend the rest of the first epi just like getting the listeners caught up.
Oh, okay.
Not of the full bit, but like, kind of where we are in life right now, what's going on, especially in like our wedding situation. I feel like that's like very top of mind for us.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's next?
Yeah.
Why don't you take us away? How are you? What are you thinking about right now?
I mean, regarding the wedding, I'm great. That's mentally good. Not so good this week, but I'm going to do like my highs and lows currently. Gorgeous. Focusing on for the wedding.
Okay, church girl.
That's what's coming. Oh, is it?
That's such a classic. No,
everyone
like,
does
girl.
That. Don't I know, but claim that for church.
And everyone was Christian, and that's where it all came
from.
No,
they weren't.
Jesus used to do highs and lows with his crew.
Okay, well, Jesus wasn't even Christian, right?
He was not. He was Jewish.
Owned. Fully owned.
I mean, but he, whatever. This does not need to be that.
Anywho.
I would flip this table over out of anger if I could.
It's too heavy, so sit your ass down, baby. So my biggest, we're going to start with my stress. We're going to get that out of the way so we can focus on the good. My biggest stress, and has been my biggest stress for a while, is hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the first things everyone told me to book. I put it off. I had a makeup trial with the nicest person ever, and I just don't think I described what I wanted properly, slash I don't know. I feel like with this stuff, you gel with people. Mm-hmm. It's like no one's fault. It just like it wasn't what I wanted. So we're back to the drawing board. Our planners have sent us a few people I need to look into. But that is just giving me so much stress that it's one of those things when you're stressed about it that you put it off.
Instead of just handle it.
Yes. Yeah. And I need to like jump into it, handle it. I just downloaded the sleep app on my phone and it tells you the peak times during your day. You have two times that you're like the most energetic and productive.
Yeah.
One in the morning and one like right before wind down time. And I'm literally have put on my calendar this week during that peak time, you must
When's your peak time?
Hair and makeup. It's like between like 9 and 10 in the morning. And then between
I get that
like
for you.
4 and 5 or something like that.
You do get a second wind around 4 and 5.
Yeah.
You become like robot lady.
Yeah. I'm like, should I get back into work zone and just like crush out a whole days of work all of a sudden?
I think it's because you have tried so hard to make your schedule like a 9 to 5 mm-hmm. vibe. But it's not. It's on you to do that.
Yeah.
And so when it hits 4 o'clock, 3:30 in a day, you're like, okay, Taryn's going to be wrapping up.
What can I cram in?
What can I cram?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. And I would think that was why too. But this thing literally says peak time for me.
That's really cool.
So it's like that's when you should – those times are when you should go do your workout or go get like a big task done that you want to do. And then there's other times that are like your wind down time – that's good for yoga or meditating or reading a book or watching TV.
Yeah.
And then like your end of day when you should be going to bed when your melatonin in your body is naturally occurring.
Hmm.
It's really cool.
With the hair and makeup stuff, I'll say that it's really hard. Like I'm basically putting that on you because I have no, I mean, skin in the game is funny because it's makeup.
You do have skin.
But like it's something that like I don't care about, but obviously I want it to be good, which sucks because like I can't give any direction or any.
That's okay. Input. I feel like we've had those. Both of us have those roles. What I really love about our relationship is how good we are at knowing where we bring value and knowing when to lean on the other and knowing when like, hey, I'm asking your opinion. I know this is my thing, but I just want you to like confirm that I made the right decision or like, wake me up from this if I'm like way off or something. Yeah,
that's fair.
Like I don't mind that you're not helping to find that at all. I've never thought about that once.
I guess like the potentially weird situation about it is like my desire to have everything figured out. I'm like, okay, well, Cammy needs to figure this out.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so you want to put pressure on, but then you're like, I can't put pressure. I'm not even helping.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
And so I can't help because I have no idea what I'm talking about or what that should be. But I want you to be done with it.
Shit. Okay.
That's fair. Like, I want you to be done with it, both for the stress that it's putting on you and
listen,
also
we all want it to be done.
Yeah. And like,
totally.
The more that we tick off the list, I'm like, feel so much better about the wedding.
Yeah.
So that's your stress. Should I share my stress?
Please.
Do we talk about wedding only? Yeah.
Yeah.
My stress.
We got all day.
My stress currently with the wedding.
That I have not picked the hair and makeup.
That's number one. A close second would be one aspect that's a little interesting is that I think I am an incredible wedding MC. Okay. And by wedding MC, I mean specifically for the reception, I have like hosted many of those. I've been like the person on the mic being like the party starter, but also the like, you know, sweet moments, like that whole thing.
That is just you in a human being in most aspects of your life.
I appreciate that.
You are a professional MC.
And so I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to ignore for our wedding is the fact that I have refused to choose someone to do that for us. Like, because I don't want to be mad at them the whole time. to be fair. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be like, dude, this is not how I would do it.
Yeah.
But also what that means is that I'm leaving it up to the DJ.
No, I don't want the DJ talking, really.
The DJ currently is talking but in like, our setup.
I don't know, but they're not like doing jokes. They're not being heartfelt. They are just facilitating, like, if there needs to be an announcement made. But I also think that we can kind of take control of a lot of that stuff.
That is my dream scenario, is to let me, like we did at our shower.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
let, like, if I could still host. Sorry, I burped again. This wine is making me burpy.
Me too. And stuffy. Maybe don't recommend. Do you hear me sniffling?
But it's really good.
Delicious.
Delicious, but burpy stuffy.
Like, what, when you host a party, yeah. which essentially, from what I've learned from the 10,000 wedding planners on TikTok I follow.
Would you like more wine, by the way?
Sure. Is you are hosting, I don't know how I started this, if I said this right. When you're hosting a wedding, you're basically hosting a party as you would if people are coming to your home.
Yeah.
I don't know if I needed to rephrase that, but it sounded wrong in my head. I think I have like dyslexia when I speak. I say things backwards a lot of times.
You're doing great. It sounds perfect.
Okay, cool.
And I love your voice. It's sexy.
I love you, babe. Now I'm all flustered.
Well, now I'm feeling a little flustered.
So like at home, you would...
Babe, if you want to have a podcast with me, we got to allow.
No, it's just funny because I can't hear you super well.
Oh.
So I know that you were just doing something, but I wasn't really sure what the something was. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's funny, yeah.
If we were hosting a party at our house, we would never hire somebody else to talk people through it.
Right.
We would do it.
That's a really good way to put it.
And I don't like a traditional MC where it's like Joe Schmo over there on the mic like, getting everyone together, being like wasted. It's like your college buddy. Oh, it's yeah. so annoying. I don't need all.
You're referring to a specific wedding where that we went to where it was someone's college buddy and they were wasted.
No. Oh my God. No, no, no.
Okay.
That was funny for me because I didn't know them.
Yeah.
That was hysterical. And he didn't like have that much control. He like.
He just kind of mumbled his way through some
He
shit.
Said one his speech. Oh my God. No, I do not mean that. If you're listening and it was your wedding, I don't think they're listening. I do not mean that. And if you know it's you, then, well, I guess we all agree. But yeah, I think that we can easily be the hosts of our wedding, mm-hmm. like not to put more pressure on us, but like we have our planners there for all the logistics. We don't have a lot of things like we're not doing bouquet toss, garter belt, cake cutting.
Yeah.
Where there's not a lot to announce. So I think like when we do like a father-daughter dance, it'd be cute if we both say like quick little things to our dads. And then
yeah,
like,
that's
and now we want to invite you guys up to dance with us.
It's actually making me feel way better because good. Yeah. Wow. My stress was solved just by chatting it out right here on Baby, Staying Up
Pod. I can solve everything. You just gotta talk.
You can solve it all.
I can fix that.
This is a perfect time to send it to our sponsor. Don't tell them who's sponsoring the podcast.
I thought you had a joke planned. What are you...
Just... What? I'm just kidding. We don't have any sponsors for the pod. But this is a great time to say that...
If you want to sponsor the pod... Call us.
Please email us at stayinguppod@gmail.com.
That actually is a legit email. Let us know.
Okay, so those are our stressies. Let's get to our happies.
Oh my God. So many happies. All the happies. Like, I am happy about everything. I think everything's coming together.
But what's the biggest surprise high for you?
The biggest surprise high for me was our shower last weekend.
Absolutely.
I was somebody who didn't really want a wedding shower, and we got two of them.
I love that you just branded yourself as somebody who didn't want a wedding shower. I love that. Yeah,
it's a type of girly.
Raise your hand.
I don't know. I just feel like I've been to very traditional showers where it's like all of the women in the wedding, which I'm like, that alone, I'm like, gag me. And then
Camden.
What?
Gag you.
Yeah. Like, not like sexual. Taryn's excited this
I'm
evening.
Feeling silly. It's like the microphone. It's sitting across from you. It's yeah. like your skin it's is so glowy.
Thank you.
It's all of it.
Anyway, I have a new foundation. But yeah, I just did not think that I wanted a wedding shower, which I was very vocal with you about. Like, I'm okay to have one because I think you're kind of doing it for other people. And I'm happy to do those things that are like, all the moms, all the friends, like everyone wants it to happen.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I don't know. I don't like the games. I just don't like all of it. We had the best wedding shower. Yeah. We had a really nice, sweet, small one in Pittsburgh because I knew it was just way too much to ask my family who lives in Pittsburgh to come out to LA for not only the wedding, but also for the shower.
Yeah.
And my mom just did like the coolest, most chill shower ever. It was like right up my alley. It was so nice. And then I was like nervous for a bigger, more planned out shower. Yeah. I want to relive that shower 1,000 times. Like, I'm like, is the wedding going to be this fun? Because we had the best shower ever.
It was amazing. And I will say that, like, we don't disagree about a lot, but we did disagree about our love for a wedding shower and like a reason to. Well, the branding of a wedding shower in my head is like, it's just a reason to celebrate, mm-hmm. to get all of your favorite people together.
Yeah.
And also, I love attention.
And I don't.
And you don't.
Yeah.
I'm not at, well, I don't love attention. I love, what's the word?
I think you already nailed it.
maybe it is attention. It's like, I love like feeling, I love when people are thoughtful towards me.
Yeah. It's like a bunch of people who took their time, spent their money.
Yeah.
And did all of these things to celebrate you and just celebrate your love. And that feels good. There's nothing wrong with that. I think saying you like attention, it has a negative connotation, but it's not a negative thing at all.
That's fair. So then when Cam is like, hey, I don't really want a big wedding shower. Well, first of all, it was like, I don't really want a big wedding. Then I don't want a big wedding shower. I don't want like games. I don't want to do a lot of traditional stuff. And to me, I'm like,
I want all of it.
I always thought I would have the biggest fucking wedding.
Yeah.
I was so excited for our wedding shower my whole life.
Yeah.
I want to like put the shoe in the air or whatever. Even that's a stupid game. But like the idea that like, it was like something that people cared to listen to and was fun.
The reason for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we hit the perfect, like, it was completely perfect for who we are, what we like. Like,
it could not have been more perfect. But I think the real thing that got us to the same page, because that was like a big disagreement. Like, I originally was like, wow, like a 20-person wedding sounds incredible, like intimate. It's about us. It's not about other people. Why wouldn't we just be together? That was my mindset going in.
Yeah.
And I have completely like 180 changed my mind, because the most special moments have been celebrating our love with the people we love.
Absolutely.
And bringing the people from the different pockets of our life together and watching them love each other.
Totally.
And my first wake-up call was when I proposed to you.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who doesn't know, I proposed to Taryn first, and I rented out Bank of California Stadium in LA and had all of our friends and family waiting up top to celebrate after. And Taryn and I went, I proposed her on the field. She didn't know everyone was there. And then we went up with everyone. And a couple of my best friends couldn't make it. But I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, I'm doing this for Taryn because this is what she wants. And she wants all the people there. And she wants everyone to see it. Like, I don't want that. I want to be alone if she proposes back to me. Like,
yeah,
I'm such an introvert. And immediately that night, I was on a high for like weeks after that.
Yeah, it was so special.
Because not only was I so excited to love you and celebrate you and like ask you the biggest question I'll ever ask anyone in my entire life,
mm-hmm.
it was just watching people cry, watching people embrace that. I'm like, they had never met and they fell in love with each other. And getting texts from friends being like, I love
Lexi.
Taryn's friend so and so. Yeah, like everyone loved Taryn's friend Lexi, and everyone was like obsessed with each other. It was so cute. And I was like, okay, that's what life's about. That's what relationships are about. Yes, it's about you and me.
Yeah.
I love our life together. I love when it's just me and you. But life is about the community you make.
Yeah.
And we have the best fucking community, the best family, the best friends. And watching all them together changed my life. Now I just want to keep doing that for every wedding event. I'm like, I will be socially drained probably for the next 5 years after all these wedding events, but it's worth it because it's so fun. So anyone else, I know a lot of people struggle with like, go big, go small. What do? I challenge you to ask yourself why you want big or small.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And get to the nitty gritty, because I was so focused on like, well, I don't like attention. I don't like this. I couldn't understand why there was good in the big wedding. Like, maybe try to write an argument for the opposite side that you want.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
To make yourself realize, like, can I argue these, like, why that's not good enough?
Totally. I think that's super smart, because I was going to say that made me think of the opposite, which was like, I always thought I would have a wedding of like 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people in my, when I close my eyes and I'm like, who is at that wedding? It's like random ass people that I don't need to be there. Of course, all the my favorite people, but then people like someone I met on a cruise one time, someone I met, whatever, that I'm like, you gotta be at my wedding. Like, just dumb stuff like that, where I'm pretty sure if I looked out on our wedding day and saw Robbie from the cruise that I'm whatever, I'd be like, why are you here? Like, how did you get here? But even me saying that out loud, I'm like, maybe Robbie should come. Like, I actually am kind of defeating my own point, because I do think that
you,
like,
love that though. You love, I do, like, actually. You love meaningless moments that having a lot of meaning. Like, absolutely. The person that you spent one day talking to them and their family, you're like, but then you're at my wedding and like, you were a blip in my life. Like, you are so good at creating bigger meaning around the mundane. Like, in your writing, you do that. Like, you find like the wind blew and you're like, that meant something to me. Like, you're so observant and you are like so emotional. You're so thoughtful that is special for you. Where in my head, I'm like, fuck, now I got to talk to Robbie from the cruise. I don't remember his wife's name.
Our obsession
now
I'm with stressed. Robbie from the cruise is incredible.
And I'm like,
but well done for remembering his name.
Thank you. But that's the other thing. I'm like, will I remember your name? Are you going to have fun? Like, my people pleasing habits come back up, which I hope when anyone hears people pleasing, I never mean that as a positive thing.
Do people ever mean that as a positive?
I think it's like, it's the same vibe of like, I'm an empath. Like, people use that to like gas themselves up of like, I'm just so nice. I care about other people more than myself.
Oh,
that is not what people pleasing means. I think like, I worked my ass off to not be a people pleaser, and I still have those tendencies. And it is in no way in any part of my life do I see it as a positive thing. Mm-hmm. But I think it comes from when you are left out a lot of times. So I just get so nervous that like, someone's not having fun. Someone doesn't know enough people.
Were you left out a lot?
Yeah. We'll save that for growing up. Yes.
Oh, honey. I don't feel like I knew that.
Well, we're 35 minutes in, so we're going to have to talk about
you
that.
You were left
time.
Out?
Yeah, babe. Oh, my God. All the time.
Oh, my God.
You're so cute.
No, that is literally... Who? Was it Robbie from the cruise?
It was Robbie. Fucking. That's why I don't want him at the wedding.
Dude, but he has to be there.
But, like, that's where my social battery lasts so much longer with people I'm comfy around.
Absolutely.
So if I'm having to appease... fucking Robbie from the cruise, who I don't know who Taryn met 20
Cruzy
years
Robbie.
Ago.
We're calling him Cruzy Robbie.
Cruzy Robbie is going to drain my battery. I don't only have so much to give. And then I'm going to be empty. And then I'm not going to enjoy my wedding. And then I'm going to be like mad at Taryn for making me have this big wedding. So you have to like, you've got to prioritize certain things.
But I do think that's great advice. Like, looking at it as like, if you have a preconceived, she just burped.
I cannot.
Cam just
burping.
Burped.
So sorry.
Cruzy Robbie would never.
He could take my spot.
Burpee Robbie. What was I saying? But I think that's amazing advice of like, anything that you previously pictured to be one way, when it comes to actually making that decision, it's so useful to argue for the other
challenge
side.
It's so hard.
Because like, I am so happy that like, you changed your mind on that, because like, it is like integral to who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And I'm sure those things will happen for us the other way around, where like, or for me the other way around, where you're like, dang, I really kind of don't agree with her on this thing, but like, I'm not going to pressure her. I'm not going to make her do something. And then if I push myself to be like, well, why is that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just one of those feelings of we're so meant to be, that like, you pushing this little button on yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Not got you to be in line with what I like, but like, ended you up in a space that was like similar to what I enjoy.
Yeah.
It's just really cool.
And you have to challenge yourself, because I had to look at what was holding me back. And I also have a lot of issues from past traumas and stuff that make me scared to be a pushover and make me scared to just give in to whatever my partner wants and ignore my own needs.
Yeah.
So when you're just simply sharing your desire of wanting a big wedding and I say, I don't want that, and you're like, well, fuck, I really do, I can throw up a wall and be like, oh, she's trying to push my boundary. She's not respecting me. She doesn't care about my opinion. Yeah. She's being selfish. She only cares about herself. So through that, I had to go and sit with myself and be like, okay, one,
I just burped.
No, she's not. God. It's burpy wine. Number one, no, she's not. Your partner is never trying to hurt you. And if they are, leave.
Bad.
Run, 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 run.
Don't be a partner.
Like, I think that's one of the best things. We've been doing couples therapy leading up to the wedding, and I think that's one of the best things I've heard from both the therapists we talked to, of like, they are not trying to hurt you. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that in your heart? And it's like, yeah, of course I know that. Maybe not in the moment.
Right.
But of course I know that. So I think you move past like, okay, this person's not trying to hurt me. They do care about my opinion. Of course they do. But they don't understand why that I have that opinion. Yeah. So let me understand why I have that opinion so I can articulate it. And if I can't figure it out, it's probably not really an opinion I have. It's like an ingrained thing or a past thing that I just need to work through and deal with. You know?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Dude, I like you. You're funny and you're smart. Too. And you think good.
Thanks.
Let's do a little check with ourselves. We're 39 minutes in.
This is flying by.
Absolutely flying by.
What if we
by.
Just do like, what if we make the first episode a real sleepover and we just talk for 8 hours?
You know would I would love that. Don't you dare fucking tease me.
What?
Can we do like a quick like 5 minute just level with me? How was your week for each of us?
Oh, sure.
I think like, That would that's what we're where we would get on a sleepover. We'd be like, how are you?
But how are you really?
Like, we've talked about like the big buzzy item.
Sure.
Our wedding.
Sure.
Oh my gosh.
Sure.
Two lives intertwined for the rest of the world.
Beautiful.
The rest of the world. You know what I mean? But like now, like but besides the big thing going on in your life, how are we feeling?
How are you feeling, Taryn Arnold?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I am feeling very, I'm feeling like I'm at the edge of something very exciting.
Oh.
Which is really interesting.
Oh my God, I love that.
I feel like I'm at the edge of my potential, which I know sounds really like woo-woo, kooky, kind of like I'm going to sell you something. Yeah. But I actually feel like, so I've been on this like, kind of weight loss journey that has been, it's more than weight loss. It's like how I feel about my body. I've always identified as an athlete. I've always identified as, I've always seen myself in my head as a specific thing. And over COVID and my lifestyle changes and all sorts of things, like my body totally changed and it really got me in a rut. Mm-hmm. And so I've been working really hard on my body and how I view my body and all of these things.
Yeah.
What's cool about this is like, I feel like I'm really starting to understand it from a healthy level of like, how can I achieve what I want to achieve and push myself while still like being thankful for the body that I have and like what it does for me and being healthy in all sorts of the spaces.
Yeah.
But back to my point of like, I'm at this like moment. I feel like I'm at this moment where it's like, okay, the countdown to the wedding is real. And that to me, it doesn't actually matter how I look on the wedding day, but it's fun to have a date to be like, that's a thing that I get to like push towards.
Yeah. It's fun to have like a goal, a finish point. Line.
Yeah. And like, so it's like, I had a really good week last week where I felt super healthy. I like really took care of my body and like how I moved and how I, you know, stretch throughout the day and how I tried to give myself nutritious foods and like shit like that and wasn't so crazy about calorie counting, like things that I haven't, you know, aren't always great but can be okay. And I saw really great results and I felt amazing about myself. My confidence was insanely high. Like I felt so good about myself that I'm trying to take what went well about that time in my life and like time in my life that last week and kind of multiply that. Mm-hmm. And then I've been thinking about what other parts of my life are like that. And I feel like that's happening at work where I'm like, okay, there's a bunch of projects that are just lining up. And like now it's my time to get to come in and be like, work my little baby magic. I just twiddled my fingers. The shimmer. Very cute. The shimmer of Taylor Swift. Say that again. Please. I wish you could see her. Jesus Christ. But like, I feel like that's happening at work. I feel like that's happening with like our wedding. Like, I feel like we're getting to the end of the stressful things and it's just coming together. Like, everything is coming together.
I think it's all of the hard work. We're in the payoff phase.
Absolutely.
We're like, I think it takes a while to get a good balance. Like with the weight loss, for example, you were really stressed for a while where you were like, every day or even different parts of the day, you were like, oh, I feel confident. Oh, I don't. Like, it was so dependent on all these little things.
Totally.
But you have found such good balance in your life where you're like, I think I treat my body really well. I'm eating really healthy. I'm moving the right amount. I'm giving myself leniencies to enjoy life.
Yeah.
I'm not like being overly restrictive. I'm not being overly indulgent. I'm just happy.
Yeah.
So that payoff is showing. With the wedding, it was like, there are 10 million things to do. We don't even know where to start. Now we can literally pinpoint a few things that need to be wrapped up.
Yeah.
All of the payoff, like we are watching a building be built and it's like the final shingle is going on the roof. And we're like, that is so satisfying. You know what
Camden,
I mean?
Camden, that is a beautiful metaphor.
Thank you.
As a metaphor lover, I love that. And also, I will say, like, with this podcast, I am an obsessive idea haver. And it drives me crazy if I don't get them out. And, like, this is, like, a creative thing that we've always wanted to do together but haven't done it.
Yeah, we have been letting things hold us back in starting this podcast together. We've wanted to do this since I proposed to you.
Yeah. And so in this moment, I'm experiencing a high of like, we're doing the thing.
Yeah.
And I hope that we take the consistency from that we've been practicing with other parts of our life and put it on this, because I do think that this will be a really fun thing for us. And like,
It's such a hard balance of like, do you wait until you're fully prepared for something? You're fully ready. You've like checked off all your to-do lists to jump into something. Yeah. Or do you just dive headfirst into things? And I think it is split 50-50 with most things in life. And you don't always know the right thing. And sometimes you just have to pick an option.
Yeah.
And that option is correct. It's like, it's all about perception of things. Like, there is no good, there is no bad. It's just all how we perceive it. So it's like, we've been putting off doing this to do it the quote unquote right way. And it's like, there is no right or wrong. It's all how you perceive it. So just do it.
Yeah.
And then choose that it's good. And that's it.
Yeah. So I'm absolutely, dare I say, vibing. Like, I am having a really nice thriving time in my life. I guess in my week. And I know that this is not going to be fun as I push this over to you. The only reason, I guess the final reason that I am excited for I'm having that feeling of like, it's happening, it's coming together, is also because you're coming out of what I think was a couple days.
Pure anxiety.
Of like deep, deep anxiety that I think kind of spooked you pretty big.
It was rough.
And that's fun for me to see you come back to you a little bit.
Yeah.
So let me quickly push it back to you. I know that it's been a tough week for you.
She's been rough. It's only Tuesday, so
it's been a tough fucking week.
It was a crippling anxiety week. And you know what? I'm hoping we get this podcast up soon, because I know it was up for a lot of people. I posted on my Instagram story yesterday.
No, we're getting it up. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's going up. So maybe you're all still anxious. Great.
This will be up in like 2 days.
Can I have a hair tie?
A hair tie. Oh, my God. I thought you were trying to take my hand. I was like, absolutely.
Can I have your hand before I talk about my anxiety? I think that my anxiety has been pretty controlled recently. So having a down spell scares me. I have PMDD, so I suffer from anxiety and depression leading up to my period. And I've gotten such a good handle on that. I feel pretty good. But what I've realized as I've gotten older and I can't handle alcohol as much is that I get horrible, crippling anxiety from drinking. Like, I can have a glass of wine, I can have a few drinks, I can go out with friends, but like if I get drunk by any means, she's out.
And we were on a mission on Saturday.
Saturday, we went to a Halloween party.
We pre-gamed.
We pre-gamed. I was like, social anxiety. And Taryn's been, we got to save a lot for another podcast. Taryn's even been suffering from social anxiety post-COVID. Like,
yeah,
we'll do an anxiety podcast episode, but
every episode will be anxiety.
Anxiety and Taylor Swift have been controlling my week. But yeah, I just realized that if I'm hungover, I am anxious. And luckily, yeah, I didn't have anything to be anxious about. So I was like trying to talk myself out of it. But I felt like you, babe. My heart was racing so bad. I felt like I had experienced health anxiety for the first time.
Yeah.
Because it had happened the week prior.
She was having like heart flutters. If you've had anxiety, you know, it's like that feeling over your heart skipping a beat. And like every once in a while, it kind of does like a little like boop, boop, boop. And you're like, it does, that like, felt freaking weird.
Jumping jacks in there.
Yeah.
And I only get that when I'm having like varying bad anxiety or like a panic attack. And I was getting it when I thought I felt fine the week prior. But I was on my period, and periods can cause anxiety even if you don't realize it's anxiety. So I think that's what it was. That or I'm having a heart attack. But
she's not. I mean, I offered to take her to the hospital like 6 times. She wouldn't. We've taken like tons of little Apple tests.
I think I'm okay. I'm fine. But yeah.
Apple Watch tests. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Sunday and Monday. Sunday, I was like, I also went into Saturday being like, I'm excited for a hangover day. You know, when you go out wanting to be hungover.
I just don't think we thought it would be what it was.
We pre-gamed.
The cocktails were so good.
The cocktails
were. That was the problem.
Delicious.
Which is so rare at a bar.
So rare.
At a party bar.
They were incredible. Incredible. And then like there were just so many people there. Yeah. I was feeling anxious. Like
it was a meshing of the worlds. There were many people from many stakes of life, and that was intense. We have to be able to talk about things of this nature.
It's just so funny. Yeah, it was just a lot. So we was drinking a lot, and I cannot handle a lot of alcohol anymore at my ripe age of 31. So yeah, was hungover the next day. That Sunday night got anxiety, and it carried into all day Monday. I was like ready to just lose my mind.
I mean, you were.
I did lose my mind. Yeah. I did. Well, I was going to say something more extreme, but it felt inappropriate.
And it's never fun to see like your person, you know.
And then I get anxiety about feeling bad. Like it was Halloween and Taryn was like so excited. We had like, there was a neighborhood party that he didn't want to go to. And like trick-or-treaters were coming and we wanted to walk the neighborhood for Halloween, which we did. But I get really bad anxiety when I have like an obligation while I'm having anxiety. I'm like, I can't do these things. So then that was making it worse. And I was just, I was freaking out. So yeah, my Monday and Tuesday were rough. It's Tuesday night. I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah. We should have started with my high.
Yeah, we probably. But I had talked for so long at that point.
Dude, you're,
I don't know, whatever. Funny. I was anxious. I'm not anxious now. Let's let it go.
You're less anxious and that's lovely.
Yeah, my heart's been fluttering this whole time. I got to be real, but.
And she keeps doing this. What's really tough for someone with health anxiety is that she keeps talking about her body and it is taking everything in me to not worry about mine.
Yeah, sorry, babe.
It's okay. But like the way you're moving your chest right now.
Yeah.
You keep doing that. It's like what I did through all of college.
Sorry.
No.
I don't even know. I'm trying so hard not
Honey,
to do
no,
anything.
I know. It's just that like it's one of those things where what we're absolutely inflaming each other.
Sorry, babe.
It's okay. I love you. We're both okay.
We're okay.
If you would wear your watch, it would proactively tell you if things were going on, just so you know.
Yeah, I'm not worried about my heart freaking out anymore. And also, like, if it does.
Okay, she just rolled her eyes and did, like, a little, like, if it does, like, that kind of look. And I hated that. Because if it does, then my whole life falls apart.
Anywho. I'm fine, guys. It's just anxiety. And as y'all know, anxiety can be very crippling. Now I'm good-ish.
So, well, how we would like to end every episode is with a segment where we take questions. We want to take y'all's advice. We want to pretend. We want the reality to be that you are here with us, having our little sleepover, staying up late with us, doing our little girly chit chat.
Yeah.
And we would love that. But as you can imagine, on our first episode, we don't have these questions. We don't.
So we need y'all's help. We need you to send them in. So what we're going to have you guys do is head over to stayinguppod@gmail.com.
That's an email address, not a website.
At gmail.com.
Correct.
We need you to email us. You can write in if you don't want to have your voice heard on the air. You can write in. You can send us a voice memo and just email it to us. Please ask us questions. Ask advice. Share a story. If you want to get something off your chest and you just want to, like, you think that you have something fun to share on the podcast, send it to us. We will gladly listen, react, play, hang, send it our way.
Imagine you're at a sleepover with us and do you want to tell us a little hot goss?
Yeah.
Do you want to ask for advice? Whatever it is, literally anything.
Yeah.
And then in that note, tell us if you're cool with us saying your name. First name doesn't need to be your whole name, but like, tell us if you want us to use your name or if you want it to be anonymous.
Please. If you don't give a disclosure, we will probably just say whatever names are written or said. So please disclose if you, or change the names yourself.
Beautiful. You okay?
Yeah. My nose is so runny.
Yeah. We thought that we would be giving reviews.
It's delicious.
This is going to be our first and last review.
My allergies.
Hey.
We have no cues for... Oh, I guess we're almost at an hour.
That's why.
We'll save it. For next time. We'll keep the people wanting more. A little tease.
So...
Oh, I'm Cammy, the Russian tease. If you know what movie that's from...
I was just going to say.
Let us know. Write it in the review.
Speaking of...
Yes. Review.
Hey, I know that every podcast you ever listen to was like, oh, write a review. It really helps us out, blah, blah, blah. But it actually really does matter.
Yeah, they say it for a reason.
Allegedly, but also apparently, and also definitely. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. If you wouldn't mind leaving us a review on both iTunes and Spotify, you can now give 5-star reviews on Spotify. And I would not say any less stars because... God forbid you gave us anything less.
You can be honest.
Don't be honest.
Okay.
If it's five bad, do not be honest.
Shit.
DM us on Instagram. Do not put it on the others.
And what are we going to do for every 5-star review we get, babe?
Every 5-star review we get, especially if there's a fun little comment like, oh my God, this podcast is amazing. We will give $1 to a charity of our choice. Is there a charity that we are excited about right now?
Let's do first episode or first month. Maybe we can switch it up every month.
First month, vibes.
First month, let's do Glisten.
Amazing. First month, every review that we get, we will be giving $1 to Glisten. And why this is so important is we are using Cam's old podcast accounts.
Yes.
So like her old iTunes account, her old Instagram, her old whatever, to house our new things because it already had followers, it already had reviews.
We're switching everything over from the Uneducated Podcast to the Staying Up Podcast. So we need fresh reviews. We need fresh content. So if you're already following the socials from my podcast, Uneducated Podcast, you don't have to go follow. You'll already be following there. And if you're not already, go over to Staying Up Pod on Instagram. I'll be... Ooh, TikTok. I don't know if that's going to be a thing yet.
We'll see.
Head on over on Instagram. And if you're already subscribed on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where Uneducated was, you're already subscribed to this. So you should have gotten an alert for this. If you didn't, try to refresh that, try to turn on notifications again, leave us a review. And we are so excited to do this podcast with you guys.
We're stoked. Absolutely stoked. Thank y'all for listening. Episode 1 of Staying Up.
Wow. I don't want to stop. Okay. Love you guys. We'll
see you next week.
Let us know what you want to chat about.
And please write in. You could be the very first.
Oh, guys, please write in. Yes. I just want to talk to you guys. So much fun.
You could be our first person to stay up with us, which is a vibe.
Let's do it.
I love you, honey.
Love you, baby.
Thanks for staying up with us. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is. And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. And he's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300. And I'm trying to be a savings girly. And I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing. And they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said, did you know bedding.
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket yeah. is from them.
The best. Healthiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.